Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, then. Welcome to Real Talk, Real Plans with Riri.
And Coco.
And we just wanted to come on in and get the party started. You don't know how long I've been waiting on this.
Forever, but now we're here.
Super excited. Let me make sure I got my cocktail ready.
You must be on point.
Are you going to drink with me today?
I am. Got a good old bottle of, I got a good old bottle of agua.
Hater.
I'll have
okay,
to give you a glass.
You got to grab your drinks, get your cocktails together, get your herbs together, and get your planner supplies together so we can sit down and chit-chat about it all. So,
where do we even begin? It's been so much happening this month. This month being International Women's Month and celebrating all women. And so much has been happening in these planner streets.
What a man used to say, I don't like men's no more. I like women. We like women's women.
Yes.
Okay, so, Coco.
Yes.
I want to first thank you for doing this podcast with me. Because I've been talking about it for so long.
Don't thank me. Thank you. I thank you for doing this. This is going to be a nice journey, a good ride.
Girl, I'd be so bored when I be planning all the time because I'm always in a planner or a notebook or something, just decorating a planner because, you know, it just brings me peace. But sometimes I be wanting to talk to people. And Bae don't do nothing but play games on her phone and watch basketball. So I'd be bored. And I found myself, like, talking to the YouTube videos and, you know, pretending like they my friends. Girl, I almost had a heart attack the other day when Rachelle from Craftastic, affectionately called Crap Crap, when she commented on one of my posts, and I was like, girl, you so damn lame.
Oh, goodness.
It's
oh, my God. Because if you feel like they're, I mean, and they are famous for what they're doing, but, you know, you get, like, kind of starstruck.
I was like, babe, grab her commenting on my thing. She was like, okay. Cool. That's what made me think about it. Like, I really should start a podcast. I mean, that way I can be planning, talking. I don't have to worry about my nails being done. I don't have to worry about my hair being done. Because, baby, this thing a mess.
No, I know. That's right. It's almost like working from home, working behind the screen. You don't have to worry about anybody seeing you, but you're getting it done.
Exactly. So what you going to be planning today?
I'm going to work in my work planner and plan my weeks because I've now gotten into this thing where I'm doing dailies. I love this, and I started it from The Planner Babe. I started following her, and then I would see her dailies, and then I got all into it because it just makes more sense for me and for my job. So I do plan out like a weekly, just like an overview, and then I use my dailies to kind of mark out my day, and it works really well for me. It helps me get my life together.
So, you know, I'm kind of not new to Instagram. Like, I got an Instagram, but I don't ever use it. So mm-hmm. Then when I was like, okay, we got to have a platform, and I started following all these planner people. Girl, I'm like, where have I been my whole life?
I know.
Like, it's so much going on Instagram. I'd be like, what? Where does this come from?
I only had
people, like, send me a picture. Like, ooh, check this out. But now I see it for myself. I'm like, ooh. That's cute. I could do that.
Yes.
And don't be doing shit.
So I know you are like addicted to your B6, right?
Damn.
I know. And I'm trying to get into it. I bought one. So I do have it. And that's kind of my problem, too. I like buy a bunch of stuff. And then I have like planner overload. ADHD is just through the roof because I start seeing everything and then I get really, really frustrated. I'm like, forget it. So I bought the B6, want to use the B6. I just haven't gotten around to falling in love with it just yet. But that's
Girl, you might as well just say that theology for me.
I know it. Then I wanted to buy the B6 ring spiral because it was on sale with Print Impression because, of course, if it's on sale, you have to buy it, or in my opinion, you should buy it.
Wait,
so I was like,
there's one on sale today.
I know, but I didn't buy it. So
No, from Mariposa Studios.
Oh, I didn't see that.
She got one on sale today. I'm going to post a picture of it and so everybody can see it. But I like the layout. It's kind of like a dashboard almost. It's just kind of like for people who like lists instead of layouts.
Okay.
And so you got some boxes, some space for lists on one side, and then the other side is like a blank page for like maybe a brain dump or some notes or something.
Well, that's what I haven't been able to decide. Like, what do I like the most? I know I like the decorative. But I didn't know if I wanted to, like, I can't just do a list and just have it bland, which is why some of the planner companies, I'll like buy from like anywhere almost, but some places I can't get too into because it's just, I don't want to say boring, but it doesn't excite me and make me want to write in it. And
so
I don't know.
So that minimalist vibe, I think you.
Yeah, that not, no. And now if it's a minimalist page, or style that allows for decorations, then I can do that. But just to say I'm just going to use this black and white piece of paper is just, I could just buy a regular Mead notebook. You know, I don't want, that's not what I want. I need it to be
a plain Mead notebook, and I love it.
Well, yeah. Well, I know, but you can also add stickers to your Mead notebook, and you don't have to worry.
Right.
It'll be fine. But okay. So, what sizes do you use? Is it just the B6 biology, or
no? I have a B6 biology for every day, and then I have. My 8x5 rings for work. I really wanted a half letter disc bound. And one day we're going to get on the topic of that, but not today. That's going to be another story time. I would love half letter, but I also have like an 8x5 Archer and Olive that I use. I just use anything. Whatever I need, I use. Hold on,
yeah.
I'm taking my drink. So if you hear my ice clinking, don't judge me.
No judgment-free zone here.
Yeah, don't judge me. Judge mama.
As most crafting situations should be, but we do know that that's not the case.
Okay.
There's judgment
judge.
All over.
I got a judging question.
Okay.
Dog or no dogs? Oh, wait, let me call it this or that. Dolls
okay.
Or no dolls?
Dolls. I like dolls.
Okay. Do
I have a preference?
Yeah, like, I mean, do you have a preference? Big dolls, small dolls, fat dolls, skinny dolls, stick figure dolls?
I'm not a stick, so I usually like to have something that's kind of representative of me. You know, it doesn't even have to be, like, just the normal size is fine with me. Like, I'll use also paper. I do a subscription box with them. I have stickers by Rhonda and a couple other sticker shops. But those are, like, my go-to stickers. I just like the way their dolls look. The faces are – I don't like those true life faces, if you know what I mean. Like – I don't want one that's an actual depiction of a person.
Strong
kind
face.
Of avatarish, huh?
You talking about them strong face dolls?
Yeah, the strong face dolls and
I don't like
dolls that's made after people. that we know or people who own shops. And I don't want a picture of you in my book, because that's pretty much what it is, you know?
So there are a couple that I have had that, you know, are basically, like you said, a picture of them. But let me just tell you one more time how lame I am.
Okay.
I did not quite realize that some of the dogs I was using was, like, named after people. So I was just kind of like, oh, y'all got the same name. Wait, y'all could look a picture. Is you in my plan?
Oh, my goodness.
I was like, wait, is that you for real? And she was like, yeah, you didn't know that? The whole team has one. I was like, fuck.
I was not
that pleased. It's kind of creepy, right? Like,
it is kind of creepy.
But I did have somebody on my planner. Hold on, let me cheers my bae right quick. Cheers.
Cheers, bae.
Cheers. Did it toddler talking to you? I did keep a couple of people on my planner and in my planner and stuff, but it was creepy. I can't lie to you about that. It was creepy.
Yeah. That's my thing with it. So, yeah, the strong faces. So that's why those are my dolls. Now, if I find some other dolls that look similar, I could totally, you know, use those. And I have over time. I just can't really think about it right now, like off the top of my head, just because I have these sitting right in front of me. But I do. Oh, I'll tell you another one I like is Isis Ella Jules.
Yeah,
I like her dolls, even though they give, you know, like real people vibes, but it's still not anybody that I know, you know. I don't know, I'm weird about that. But, yeah, I'll buy stickers from almost anywhere, right?
I'm going to get a sticker of myself, and I'm going to make you put it in your planner.
Oh, God, I'll put it on Sundays. I'll just stick it on Sundays so it'll be a reminder of I got to hang out with Erica.
Yes. Okay, so is Sunday going to be our day? Are we going to go live on Sunday?
Well, yeah, we have to keep it consistent, right?
Okay, Sunday.
Unless it's not a live show and then we record it and just post it on Sunday. But Sundays is most people's time to plan, and like 8 o'clock, you've got your kids down, you've had dinner and things like that. And so
what I was thinking, it's time to chill.
Yeah, you have your time to chill and kind of just hang out with us and talk about stuff in real life instead of being like, you know, everything has got to be just so and so PC and all that. No.
So chic and so pretty.
Yeah, just say what it is you want to say. And if you have a crazy question, ask it to us because we'll answer it.
Oh, yeah. I should have called somebody. I was going to have somebody call in. Let me send a text so somebody can call in.
You're crazy.
I know, I'm just joking. So I got my book planner out.
I can put the link in our group chat with our other friends.
You sure can.
So I just put it in there.
I am planning in my book planner, so I never use it for the week. I do write my books in it, but I'm just decorating each week, and I think that it's going to kind of end up being something that I use year and year over again, you know what I mean? Because I'm not writing in it other than just books that I read, and because I'm not one of those people that read 40 books a day or a month, then I don't ever, you know, fill up all my lines, so I don't mind, you know, reusing it. But I like to plan it, I mean, decorate it, because like I said, it just give me peace.
Okay, so I have a question.
Okay.
Now, there was a debate in a group, and I don't remember what it was. And this is a serious. No, well, I don't know how serious it is, so let's take it for what it is. But because I do consider, well, let me ask you this. I'm not going to give you the answer. Do you consider listening to books, reading books, or do you consider listening to books? You just listen to a book, you didn't really read it.
Hell no, I was reading books.
Okay, well, that's what I say, because I don't have the, I don't want to say the mental capacity, but again, back to my ADHD and how I'm all over the place. If I start reading a book, I'm going to start thinking about all kind of other things, kind of like even when I pray, I'm like all over the place. So, but if I'm listening to
honey, he know my heart, or she know my heart.
That's what I always say. You know where I'm going with this, Lord, but, but.
You know, I know.
I like to listen to books. I
love
audio. Yeah, yeah, I like audio.
So,
but some people really are serious about that. They're like, "That's not reading." Like,
well, coming from the field of education, that's inaccurate, you know, because it's really what they call now. I think the fancy term for it is like ableism or something, and it's basically like when everybody, I think, okay. Don't quote me on this, y'all, and don't be trying to drag me neither, nigga, because, like I said, I don't really know. But
they will.
They will. And I'd be like, shit, nigga, I'm just learning like you. Get out of here.
But just for the record, everybody, that's Riri, not Coco.
It's Riri. Real Talk with Riri on Instagram. And now I feel cool because I think I have made it all the way up to, like, 100 people. Girl, I had to bully the people on my friends list. Like, oh, so y'all don't like me for real? Y'all not gonna follow me, though? So, anyway, ableism is like when you think that just because most people are able to do it, that is considered the norm. And so everybody is unable to read and digest and comprehend the same way that we all are. You don't tell people who read in Braille with their hands that they're not reading. So how can you tell somebody who, you know, is blind and is listening to a book that they're not reading?
Oh. Wow. I didn't think of that.
That's
discrimination.
Exactly. Girl, speaking of discrimination, let me tell you this shit. Okay. So we get this new lady at work, right? She started on maybe Wednesday. Yeah, she started on Wednesday. On Thursday, her and this other lady got into it. And the lady was like, well, I ain't going to cuss you out because I respect my elders. And that lady was so mad.
Really?
Discrimination. Yes. She was like, you ain't going to respect your elders. Bitch, I ain't your elder.
Oh,
ma'am.
No.
Ma'am, you was an elder. She was wrong, but she is an elder. She was wrong. But man,
oh my God.
Don't let it move so soon. So, yeah, I'm sorry. I just had to put that out there. But, yeah, that's discrimination. I was like, girl, you're going to get everybody a lawsuit. Stop playing with that lady.
Yeah, that's crazy. But, yeah, so, well, okay, so audiobooks is reading. Thank you very much. So I am a reader. I need to get me a planner just for reading. Probably not.
No,
I don't need a whole planner.
No,
I just need
no.
like a page.
Yeah. Yeah, just see if you use that strategy you about to give me, you could just add one page in the back and put books, or one page in the front, books I've read this year, and, you know, keep track.
Ma'am, I don't even know what a strategy is. If I'm being really honest, I really think that my husband had to write down something one day, and he picked that book up, and I don't know what he did with it. But speaking of writing, pens, what's your favorite pen?
This week?
Or today?
Right, today. Today I am loving my Pentel RSVP.
Yeah.
I write really hard. And I write really big, so I like the feel of it on the back of paper.
So you writing really hard, your pages curl at the end?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so I like the way it feels on the back, but I also like just a regular, what you call them, ballpoint Bic.
Yeah.
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 I don't have to have gel. I don't have to have these $45 pens. I like fountain pens. I've been playing around in them, but I'm really a basic bitch. Sorry.
Well, no, wait, listen. Speaking of the fountain pen, God, this is embarrassing, but I'm going to say it. I ordered these fountain pens from AliExpress. They were really cute. And I was like, why would I spend $20 on Amazon or in one of these shops when I could just get it for 89 cents on AliExpress? Okay, so long story short, I received it yesterday, and I was trying to use it. Girl, I didn't wind the thing down and everything, and I'm like, why is this not working? Why is it not working? I even called one of my friends back in New Orleans, and I was like, yeah, I have this fountain pen. I don't know why it's not working. I know you use these. And he was like, yeah, so did you buy a cartridge? So I was like, huh? So he says, yeah, you need a cartridge for it. And I was like, wait, they don't come with a cartridge? So then I went and looked it up online, which I probably should have done to begin with. It says cartridge not included. Please enter your order for your cartridge. So I need to buy a cartridge. But I did get some fountain pens that I want to start using because I think they're really cute and they help with the way your lettering looks.
Absolutely hate when you buy something and the other thing is not with it. Like, do not give me no sub boxes with no fucking stamps and not put stamp ink in there.
Well, we going to get you some therapy for that right there, because that is
the thickest
subject with you. But I agree with you, because you can't just assume, especially if it's a sub box. If I just order the same set, then that's different. But if it's a sub box, you can't assume that I have everything that's needed.
And exactly, because that's why I get a sub box.
Right, yeah. So I totally agree with you.
I was hot. I said I was hot.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you.
I think I'm still kind of hot about it.
No, you are. You are. It's shining through.
Just a little bit. Okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
It's okay.
You deserve it, because for one thing, those boxes from her are not inexpensive by any stretch of the imagination. And I mean, how much could it have cost to put one in there? You know,
girl. And then when I went to go look them up, they were like 99 cents. But a nigga like me, we don't drive, we don't do this, we don't do that. How am I supposed to get it?
I don't know.
Where am I going to get it from? Get out of here. Give me a damn
headset. Maybe she should think about that. But I'm sure you told her about it.
I'm sure anybody did. I mean, I want everybody to think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, girl, wait a minute. Let's talk go wild, because I have not been letting you give me the tea, because I've been waiting on this episode to record, and we should have recorded that weekend, but we late as usual, because, you know.
That's what we do.
Well, we
had to let the dust settle to make sure nothing else was coming out about it, and it's real, real quiet on them in these plain streets about that part of it.
Okay, so I need some, tell me something good.
Well, for it to have been, was it the first weekend of March? I think so. And for that to be the first weekend of Women's Month and to have a woman fat shaming all the women, well, not all the women, but the thicker women at the conference when they were just thick a year ago, yeah, that was foul. That should not have happened, should not have taken place. And it was very narcissistic. Because even once she was terminated by her employer.
What you talking about terminated? Wait, you got to start back, because I told you, I just got in these IG streets. So I need help. Can you explain it to me like I'm a dollar?
Yes. Let me break it down to your two-year-old self.
Thank you.
So there was a woman who works for a prestigious, if you will, planner company.
Okay.
And she's a, what do you call them? A squad member or mentor or whatever for them, right? So she was on, she went to the conference, but she didn't like the people, and she was making all these woe is me videos throughout the day. This was the first thing. So she spent a lot of time by herself and saying how she didn't want to go back to the conference and, you know, all that stuff. So then eventually she went back to the conference, and then she came back upstairs and she was eating again. All this on her IG story. And this is the Cliff Notes version because, I mean, it was a day-long activity. I mean, I literally
I know,
stayed.
Everybody kept sending texts, and I'm like, wait, I can't catch up.
Yes, I stayed in the bed literally all day with the drama. It was, I couldn't believe it. I wasn't even there, but I had a good time at Go Wild, okay? So
you are hilarious.
So that night, she's like in her bed, and she's talking, and she goes, something about she just went in there and she just didn't feel right. All these sedentary women, and you can see that they live a sedentary lifestyle without saying. Oh, well, no, she actually did say they're fat asses. And so
wait,
then.
What?
Yes. And.
Oh, they would have had to come look for me.
Yes. Listen, okay. It was something else. So then another pretty popular person in the planner world saw it. I think she used to work for Happy, for that planner company as well. And she contacted them and was like, this is ridiculous. And another girl did also, who was of the same persuasion as the girl who made the comment. And she told them that she didn't think that this was good to be representing their company. And as she's doing this, and she's pretty much fat shaming women, all women. So they terminated her immediately. So then the next morning she gets on and she's like, she doesn't understand, you know, why people took what she said the wrong way. Well, there was only one way to say it. Take it. You said that you could tell they live a sedentary lifestyle. And you mentioned something about fat asses. Okay. So that's what you said. And that is fat shaming. Because, again, not long ago, you looked like that. You were bedbound. So you were worse off than them. Because at least they are out and about.
Wait.
Yeah.
Not bedbound. Like, fatter than me?
Yes.
Girl.
You crazy. So yeah. So then all that went on, and so she, and so, but you know, even with that, she just, her apology was like, if I offended you, well, you have, and you know that you have. And so then what I didn't like that she did was she was saying that she was getting all these death threats, blah 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 blah, right? But the one thing she posted was when this one girl, a Caucasian lady, sent her something saying, you wouldn't like it if someone called you the N-word, right? And so she posted that because she knew that would be triggering.
Wait. Not the N-word comparison.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know. I didn't take it. I'll be honest. I'm with the unpopular opinion, and there's plenty of people that look like me that have this opinion as well because I've been in all the groups watching everything that was going on.
No.
I don't think that it was a comparison to say it's the same thing. I think she was trying to let her know how it made people feel. Now.
Right. Okay.
That it was just that hurtful because that is very hurtful, but what I didn't like is that the person who was the offender took that screenshot and posted that because she knew it would be triggering to a lot of people in the community and it would remove the focus from her.
And that's exactly what it did.
And that's exactly what she did and that's exactly what happened. And you haven't heard another lick about her fat shaming people.
Right. Because somebody slick called her a nigga.
Yeah, but I don't think the girl really did. But
I mean,
huh?
Even if she did, that's what she's going to make it seem like.
That's what she's going to make it seem like, because it's a hot topic. It's very triggering for people, for everything that's going on in the world. And so she used it. Kudos to her for being Narcissist of the Year.
Well, congratulations, you fatty.
Yes,
you distracted enough people for them not to focus on your fat ass anymore.
Yeah.
But you know what? Let's just talk about this whole fat people playing the thing. You know what? I don't give a fuck if you fat. Why you playing it skinny? Why you playing it? Baby, I saw somebody the other day that had some hands that I couldn't look at twice. But if playing and make them happy, who are we to, you know, dictate that they can't be in the damn playing the community? I just think it's stupid. It don't matter. People been in a pandemic for all this time. They haven't seen their friends. If they want to get together, and let's be real, everybody gagged a little pandemic 15-20.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I'm sitting on mine for sure.
So, I don't understand. I mean, I get it. People be haters. And I've been fat my whole life. So, that shit don't bother me like it bothers a lot of other folks. And plus, I'll beat your ass. But, I mean.
It was just very rude. Like,
it is.
Don't make. She was trying to make the. She took the whole focus off of what the weekend was about for the people who spent the money and time to go. You know, it was like, oh, no one is looking at me and saying, oh my God, this is my perception, people. So, it to me it was like, oh, no one's looking at me. No one is saying to me, oh my God, you look amazing. And let's talk about me. They weren't doing that. And so those who did talk to her and asked her how she was and everything, she even made fun of them. Like, oh, don't keep asking me if I'm okay and how I'm doing and all this. Well, you're just an evil person, in my opinion. That's the way I see it.
Right.
Because then why go if you just want to be miserable?
Right.
And it's like that's the situation she's put herself in. She just wants to be miserable. And that's fine. Hey, go for it.
Do your thing.
Do you, boo-boo.
Do your thing. Okay. Well, did they have good table swag?
Yeah, they had good table swag. Villa Beautiful table, of course, was amazing. Go Get a Girl.
Okay.
The Gooseby Twins, they said, was good. Cookies Sticker Co.
I didn't know Cookie were there.
Yeah. I thought I sent you the picture. Zebra Miles.
Yeah, so that's what I saw the zebras. Oh, wait. Now, what I do want to know, I know you know this. Did they ever find a rat?
What rat, baby?
They was looking for some rat. From Ratatouille, Remy?
Oh, somebody took it. I don't know, and I don't think so. Because people are so greedy. You getting all this free stuff, and you see one of something on the table. Now, anybody with half a brain knows it's one of something there. Oh, this might be part of the table decor. Or it could just be for someone else. What makes you so special that you can just take it where no one else at the table is getting it? They didn't raffle it off. You think you're the only one who can take it? Like, no, you should not have taken it. It was for somebody's kid. I think because a few people had gone to Disney or something and bought a lot of, you know, different stuff. And so somebody had it there and then somebody else just takes it. But you know what? I went to CPC in 2020. And I saw a lot of that there, too. People are just greedy.
No.
I don't care how much you give them, they want
no. Call them thieves.
Yeah. It is. It's just so ridiculous. And it's what turns people off from doing things. And why you can't have nice things, because there's always the little 2% that makes it rough for everybody else, but I don't think they ever found it. At least I didn't see anything about that.
I'm gonna put that up. Did they ever find the damn rat?
Yeah.
Talk about it Tuesday. Shout out to Planner Outlaws for accepting me and my quirkiness. as I am. Shout out to Blunts and Books, the best reading group there is. Black Girl Book Club. No, Black Girls. I like all y'all. I like y'all. Okay.
Aww. Yeah, Planet Outlaws. I like them too. That's one of my favorite planning groups. Oh, wait. Speaking of drama,
ooh.
Do you remember last
Listen,
year?
Listen, y'all. She is a shit star in Tyler. Y'all hear me? Okay, go ahead, Tyler.
I don't start shit. I didn't start this, but. Did you remember the drama with Ivory Planico?
Yeah,
young girl who saw. Listen, those women.
Are they still stalking her?
They are stalking the heck out of her. I mean, I don't care any video she puts up. They go right there, and then they post it in her group. It's like, oh, this is ridiculous. She should be doing this. It's like people let the girl live. But I will say this. The one thing I love about her, watching her videos, you would not know any of this stuff was going on in the background because she is living her best life. So she giving them the middle finger without giving them the middle finger. And that's what I love. So, girl, I go back and forth, okay? I can see what is happening when they post, and then I can see what's happening when she posts. And it's, like, so ridiculous. Even one of her neighbors was in the group and was telling the people all her business. It's like, why don't y'all stop? Move on
why
with your lives.
Why don't you have a life big enough?
They are consumed. So if you're listening and you want to call in and add to the chat, the number is 515-602-9680.
Oh, I want somebody to call in. I know somebody will. Or maybe not this time, but next time.
Yeah.
And we'll Sunday at 8. Don't forget that, y'all.
Yeah, don't you forget me to put in your calendar.
Girl, you know me. I be having my herbal essence. You got to text me. Call me. Call me. So I can remember.
Oh, my God, I will.
Did you go to dinner?
I actually did today.
What's your name?
I made some pasta. It started off years ago, like this Tuscan pasta. And my husband has turned it into something else. So, well, it was a Tuscan dish. It was just supposed to be chicken thighs or breast, if that's your preference. But we prefer thighs because the meat is juicy or whatever.
Thick thighs save lives.
But so anyway, so now I make it with the pasta. I cook it all in together because he's one of these people. And I don't know, maybe you're not one of these people, or maybe you're the same as him. Everybody has a preference, but he likes everything cooked together in the pot. Like even spaghetti. And for me, I like to have my spaghetti separate and have my meat sauce on top. But he likes his all together. And I see that with a lot of people, and it's fine. It's just a preference.
Does he eat catfish with his?
No, he doesn't eat catfish.
I mean, do he eat fish and spaghetti together?
I think somebody was just calling y'all. Wait,
somebody called?
I think so. If you just called, please call us back. I'm sorry. I was trying to explain my dinner. 515-602-9680.
Girl, look at you about to mess us up.
I'm sorry.
And I call her. Call back.
Yeah, call back, caller, because that was my fault. I was trying to explain my dinner. But anyway, I cooked that, and I went to Publix and got sandwiches for lunch. So I'm good. I had my half of my sandwich. Huh?
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I had my half of my sandwich for lunch, and then I didn't even eat dinner. So I'll have food tomorrow. But I don't cook every day.
Me, I don't cook any day. Shit.
No, you don't.
Looking at me, you'll be like, bitch, I know y'all said it's cooking. No, no, I'm not.
No, that don't mean you cook. That just means you eat.
Girl, I be saying it.
Well, and so do I. I eat, too. You can tell I eat. I just don't cook every day, which is probably why I look like this, because I need to cook every day.
Okay. So I had went out with one of my planner boos.
Mm-hmm.
And we had seafood today.
Oh, where'd y'all
go? You know, like one of those places that's kind of like the Juicy Crab.
Okay, yeah.
But it's called the Juicy Seafood. And it was good. I just got shrimp. My son got some damn crab legs. He don't know what to do with them. Bae got a big-ass Dungeness crab, so she got leftovers. But, you know, I ate all my food. She eat like a toddler, too. So for dinner, we're having hopes and dreams. And they will have leftovers from whatever they have leftovers.
Are you planning?
I am. I'm getting there. All I need is, like, I feel like I need some words or a quote. Who got a good quote book out there?
Yeah, that's what I need, a good quote book. I think Allie has a good quote. Yeah. Book. Darn, it was somebody else had a good quote book too.
Who is Alice?
According to Allie. Wait, we have a caller. Let's see.
A caller for real?
Carla, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
It's the little toddler.
Oh, hi, little toddler. It's my baby, y'all.
I'm so proud of y'all. We did it, y'all. We did it. It's a toddler, baby.
Do you plan, little toddler?
Okay, so see what happened was I got some stuff from my mama, right, because she had a bunch of stuff. So I got the planner and everything, but I never really did anything with it.
So what is holding you back from getting started on your planner journey?
Nothing really. I just never did it. But I can't, Kaylee. Sheesh. Sorry. Yeah. I'm gonna start. I'm gonna start. My mama gotta show me how to do it though. I don't know.
No.
Is.
So next
I don't
Monday,
even have no pins.
You got a bit,
Kaylee,
don't you?
Oh, no, man. We never really had it.
You mean you got a big,
don't you?
Oh, no. I like RSVP pants.
Ooh, that's what I was just talking about. That's my favorite. That's what I'm
using. Yes, so, dude, can you use those to plan? Because I'm going to get some dope.
You can use anything
yeah.
that makes you feel
you
comfortable.
A pen, a paper, and a regular tablet notebook.
And I have, I'm using the Paper Mate Ink Joys. I like the way they write. They're really smooth. It's a one millimeter.
I like those, but they skip.
No, mine don't skip. You don't know how to write.
Oh, maybe I don't. I thought that right.
I'll post the pens that I'm using because maybe using a different one. This is a one millimeter. That may be why you may be using a thinner one. But
yeah,
I'll post
like
it on the Instagram. And I'm also going to post my spread that I create while we're on this live.
Yeah,
so
I'm
going
to
post it to Instagram. Real Talk with Coco at IG or Real Talk with Riri at IG?
Nope. Yeah, Real Talk. Yeah, I think that's what it is.
I gotta find some stuff to plan. I don't have nothing to plan. What am I planning?
Everybody has stuff going on. You gotta cook. You gotta buy diapers. You got doctor's appointments. You
doing that? I'm not doing. I don't want to do that.
You gotta plan. You plan your sexy time. Oh, you don't plan it.
Oh.
But after you've done it, you put a little, like I have an eggplant and a peach.
Eggplant.
Oh, wow. What in the world?
So you keep
watching.
You know.
Honey, so why are we, why are we putting that in the planner after you did it? You trying to get pregnant or something?
No, it's just like for memories.
Well, for memories and for you to calculate how much they get for Christmas.
Oh, see, no, this can and will be used against me in a court of law. I can't do that.
Absolutely. See? If I write
it
down.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, goodness.
Yeah, that's going to work against me. I'm going to leave that one off.
But if you have questions throughout the week, little toddler, feel free to hit us up on Instagram or, you know, somewhere like that, and we'll be happy to answer any of your questions.
I am, because I am going to start planning my meals, and I need to plan my workouts and stuff. So,
there you go.
Yeah, so I need to get a new planner book.
Yeah,
because the one I have is from 2020, I think.
Well, you can also redate.
How do you do that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, see, I need to be in a can I sign up for a planner class?
Yeah, of course.
Yes, I know people who give those classes in real life, but we can just have fun and do it together because it's more fun. Planning with friends
yes.
is more fun. Okay, well, thank you so much, caller.
Okay, thank y'all. I'm enjoying the podcast.
Well, thank you. Tell a friend. Telephone, telegram, tell a friend.
Yes. I will.
All right,
y'all.
Thank you for calling. See you next week.
See ya. Bye-bye.
That made me so happy.
All right. Yeah. Give us a call, 515-602-9680. We have 12 minutes left till the end of this ride. This has been fun for the first one. I've enjoyed this.
I have, too. I'm really hoping that we will be consistent. And
oh, we have another
caller. What?
Hello, caller. You're live on the air.
Hello, hello, Coco and Riri. So this
hey.
Is Pretty Planner calling in.
Well, how are you?
I'm good. So I was calling in because I was listening while I was in the shower. You know, mamas, we got to multitask. And I couldn't call in to chime in on the Go Wild Miss. So I wanted to call in to chime in there.
Oh, okay. Well, what you got for us?
I 100% agree that sis pulled out the N-I-G-G-E-R comment for sympathy because I don't think the person was trying to flat out call her that because if she wanted to, she could have just said it flat out. I think she was trying to let her know that, hey, weight and weight loss issues and weight gain issues is a raceless, you know, issue. It don't come with a certain color. You're hurting a lot of people. And I felt attacked in the moment. You know what I mean? Because planning is a sedentary activity as it is. And, like, you know, it kind of made you feel like a community that is built to be all-inclusive because any and everybody can plan that somebody who people held in high esteem, that they put in a mentor role, was literally, like, putting us down and shaming. And I thought it was kind of shady that she was doing it on a platform that she felt like wasn't affiliated to the planner community.
Exactly.
Exactly. That's what I felt like it was. Like you're trying to go behind the planner community's back to your fitness community and talk crap about it. But little do you know, those communities are interchangeable because fitness women plan and you don't know that some of your fitness followers didn't come from the planner community and some of your fitness or vice versa. So I just felt like, personally, I felt attacked at home. I'm glad I wasn't there this year because it would have made me feel some kind of way. and that yeah. you are publicly doing this. And, like, I appreciate the whistleblowers, but then it started to get out of hand. It was trying to be like, let me take credit for this woman's body.
Yeah. Yeah, that was
like that
too much.
Part.
Yeah.
I feel like we didn't need that part.
Yeah, we did not. I totally agree. I totally agree with you. Yeah, no, I know. I felt we all kind of felt a little attacked because it was just the situation. It was like, why you wanted to make this totally be about you? And I think the thing that was more mm-hmm. offensive for me was that, girl, you have been in these people's shoes. Why are you exactly
like you? If anything, you should be like throwing the rope back to help somebody else, not like,
exactly.
all right, I didn't made my come up. Let me throw shade. And I don't want to be like rude or anything, but didn't know who you was until the scandal anyway. Just saying.
Yeah.
Just
and,
saying on either
and
platform.
Eat one hamburger away. Eat one hamburger. You back where I am. Shut the front.
Yeah.
Girl, get out of here. So, like, I did. I attended a con, and, like, being on the outside, it kind of makes you a little hesitant. Like, is this going to be like the mean girl kind of thing? Are we going to be doing grown woman bullying at this situation? You know, we're trying to come to all enjoy a hobby that we all share together. And that's the downfall of the planner community. When people get to a certain position that they feel that they're holier or mightier than thou, I don't like the cliques and like that part of the planner community. And I felt like
yeah.
in that moment, she shed light on all the negative sides of the planner community that we didn't need to show. Because the pandemic happened.
But
everybody sat on the couch. The gyms were closed. What were we supposed to be doing?
Exactly. Exactly.
So my problem with that is that's why I started this platform, because people like me, I don't ever fit in completely. People accept me because I'm kind of funny, you know, and I say the things they want to say. You know what I'm saying? But do I really fit in? No. So I like this podcast community because I don't give a fuck what you look like. You don't have to care what I look like. You know, I ain't ashamed of what I look like. But you get what I'm saying? It's not the same pressure as a YouTube video.
Yeah.
True. And not to mention, I want to say this to any and everybody. You can feel good about the changes you made for yourself and the progress you've made in any facet of your journey in life without having to turn around and put people down. Because if you have to do that, did you really make a change or did you really accomplish anything?
Amen. Ain't that the
okay,
truth?
Okay,
well,
so
thank
I don't
you
even
so
on
much
that philosophical note right there. But yes, that was pretty planner. We'll be calling in again.
Well, thank you. We
you.
Sure appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye, ladies.
Bye.
Bye. Ooh, two colors. I feel famous.
You're so famous.
Yes.
We have 6 minutes left, and I guess this was really a good episode. We kind of crossed a lot of different lines and talked about different things, planner styles, pins, types, and things like that. My next thing is going to be getting into my pocket planner. I think I'm going to try that this week. I have a new one that I want to get set up. So I'm going to do that at some point. What's your plans, Riri?
Well, I'm done with this one. I'm going to look for another quote. I've done my salad, so I'll post that. I have figured out that I really need to do some lighting better because y'all can't really be seeing how awesome my junk be looking because I be working hard.
Yeah. No, I know. I need a new light, too. Or
I don't
a major ring light because
light.
I always feel like there's a shadow in mine. In my
girl,
picture.
I be having the living room light, and that's it.
Maybe we could get some people to call in next time and tell them what to do with our lighting.
You know what? I'm going to ask. Okay, so that's the question. How can I make my lighting better? How can I make my planner pictures look as awesome as all the ones I see that you guys post? I'm very interested in that. And when we post the comment, post the pictures, you can drop down in the comment. And give us any suggestions. Give me any suggestions. Give Coco any suggestions that you may have for that.
Yeah, and I'm going to post a link to the saved conversation tonight on Instagram also so people can go back and listen to it and set their planners for 8 o'clock next Sunday, which is what, the 27th?
Yeah.
So 8 p.m. next Sunday, we shall be live. God says same and everything. But they say, I'm about to creek
don't rise.
Yeah.
Lord willing and the creek don't rise, honey. You know you country when you say that.
Yes, yeah. Well, you know, country, you've been around a whole lot of old folks. But, yeah.
You know it.
Yes. So I'm going to pick my pins for the week. Welcoming in spring.
Oh, yeah.
And
I need to do that also.
Finish up my spring layout, because you know what my problem is too. When I start talking, I stop working.
Girl, and see, and I'm about finished. I feel like I need another doll or two, or another quote or two, but I'm working on it. I'm working on it and post this one also. It's actually back planning from this week. And like I say, I don't write in these planners. I just decorate them because I love them. And so last week I did crap challenge for spring. I mean, this week I did crap challenge from spring break. And so this in this planner, I did a green one for St. Patrick's Day. No clovers because I don't have any though.
You didn't have any clovers?
I did get some from Let's Get Planned. It was a new shop. I used to watch her planning on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And so she opened the shop and I bought something. So I got them, but I had already, you know, picked this and didn't put that beside me. So, you know, whatever. I have another chance to make a green one. Spring is in the air.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to do my spring one, and I think I'm going to use my dolls from Oso Paper because they were really cute and had springy colors on. So
right.
I think I'm going to use that this month's sub box. So I'm excited about that. I am sad that the sub box for Oso Paper is going away.
Me too. Why would you do that? I get it, though. Cost. Everybody is, really.
Yeah, everybody's changing. It's the cost with everything.
Exactly.
And,
yeah.
You know, can't get the stuff in. Right,
well. Yeah. Tripping. All right. Well, don't forget to go follow me, Real Talk with Riri, on IG. My name on Facebook is Erica Lynn. You can find me in these planner streets. And I'm pretty nice.
You're really nice.
I'm pretty nice.
Yeah, you're pretty nice. So Real Talk with Coco at IG, and your IG is Real Talk with Riri. And just look for our posts. Don't be shy. Friend us, like it, like us, add us, follow us, whatever it is you're calling it. And we will follow you back.
Absolutely. Remember, peace is only a problem when your brand is beef. Good night.